From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. He was once a key aide to President Trump. Now he's on his way to jail. A federal judge sent former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort to prison for tampering with witnesses while out on bail. AP's Warren Levinson reports Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses.
A federal judge in Washington revoked Paul Manafort's bail and ordered him jailed pending trial. The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of money laundering and making false statements. He'd been free on $10 million bond, but prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses. A superseding indictment alleges Manafort and an associate tried to persuade the witnesses to say he'd never lobbied in the U.S. on behalf of the ousted Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort's trial is scheduled for September. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. President Donald Trump is going ahead with 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports, intensifying a trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. Trump on Friday followed through with a pledge to crack down on what he considers to be unfair trade practices by China, imposing tariffs on goods that contain industrially significant technologies. Bill Adams is a senior economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
We're expecting over time that de-escalation of trade friction is probably more likely than trade war, given the costs that Chinese retaliation will impose on American industries and American communities.
A spokesman for China's Ministry of Commerce said that his country will immediately take tariff measures of the same scale and intensity. All economic and trade outcomes of previous talks will lose effect. This is VOA News.